Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call tape number 256, How to Attain Salvation. By far the most important subject in the world to all men, whether they acknowledge it or not, is the subject of eternal salvation after this life is over. When we ask the question, how do we obtain salvation, we are really asking, how can we get to heaven? And all else must take a back seat to this consideration. Jesus said once, what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Matthew 16:26. Powerful questions that really have no answer. Salvation is by grace, Ephesians 2:8. By grace are ye saved through faith. That passage even defines grace salvation for us. It goes on, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Again, Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The doctrine of salvation by grace simply says that no one can be so good as to deserve eternal life. You cannot put God in your debt and say, you owe me salvation. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, says Romans 3:23. Therefore, all who are saved are given salvation as a free gift that they do not deserve. Yet God laid down certain conditions that man can meet and so qualify himself to be given that free gift. The New Testament speaks plainly of the opportunity that each man has to do something in order to be given salvation. 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Hear from the mouth of Jesus himself the conditions he says we must meet. 1 John 8:24, if ye believe not that I am he, Jesus said, ye shall die in your sins. That's pretty certain, believe or die. We must have faith in Christ, then the alternative is to die in our sins. But that's not all Jesus said. He also admonished in Luke 13:3, in very similar language, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Again, the meaning is clear. Repent, turn away from sin, or perish. It is an absolute necessity, then, not only to believe in Jesus, but also to repent. But there is more. In Matthew 10:32-33, Jesus warned, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. A confession of Jesus, of your faith in him, is a requirement according to the clear words of Jesus. The Ethiopian eunuch gives us the form that verbal confession is to take by way of example in Acts 8:37. He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So, if we expect to gain heaven, we must believe on Jesus, repent of our sins, and confess our faith in him before men. But there is still another condition to be met. In equally plain language, our Lord said in Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Once more, the meaning is clear. Baptism or damnation. This is the final requirement, and we know it is, for salvation is in Christ, Acts 4:12 says, and we are baptized into Christ, or into salvation, Galatians 3:27 and Romans 6:3. This, then, is God's plan of salvation. Believe in Jesus, repent of sin, confess your faith in him before men, and be baptized. At that point, having met God's conditions, you qualify to receive God's free gift, eternal life in heaven. Four things, one with the heart, belief, one with the mind, repent, one with the mouth, confess, and one with the body, be baptized, to make you a true New Testament Christian. No other plan of salvation can get you into heaven, for this is the plan God gave. Don't let the ideas of men rob you of eternal life.